Well, August of 2026 is going to go down as one of the best performances that the Cranes have seen in a long time. Most of the Cranes pushing to levels that we haven't seen in 3 years, and it actually the month of August actually being the best month we've seen for the Cranes rallying in almost a decade. Taking a look at the difference as far as the markets, each of the markets are concerned, Minneapolis wheat gained anywhere from 48 to 49 cents. That was up 7% for the month. Over in Chicago, that was where the big winner was, as Chicago wheat was up anywhere from $1.16 to $1.17, up about 18%. Kansas City wheat gained 16%, which equates to about $1.12 to $1.14 for the month. As far as the corn market is concerned, corn rallied 73 to 74 cents for the month of August. That was up 16%, and the best month that corn has had since 1973. Soybeans also saw some pretty good strength, but not as much on a percentage basis, only up 8%, gaining close to 20 to 22 cents. Soybean meal was up 8%, soybean oil was up 6%, canola was up 7%, which equated to about $55 to $56. On the flip side, though, the cattle didn't perform as well. Live cattle lost 6%, losing anywhere from $11 to $14, while feeder cattle were down 6% as well, losing anywhere from $18 to $22. Lean hogs lost 1%, which equates to about $1.50. In the outside markets, crude oil was down almost $2.55. Gold was up $394. The dollar lost almost a half a cent, and the Dow Jones gained close to 500 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.